Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having our good buddy Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is one of the top futurists of our age, ladies and gentlemen, and he's our top futurist in the brain trust for sure. He's the author of Future Edge. He's got an outstanding film called Innovation at the Verge that I encourage you to check out. I first learned about him when he taught me about paradigms and changed my life. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time now. We're very happy about that. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Good to have you back. Hey, Joel, you know, earlier in the year, I wrote about and started reporting on the fact that we were approaching 7 billion people on the third rock from the sun.
Yeah.
And just this last week or so, some of the people who apparently know these things identified the 7 billionth child. I think she was born in India or something like that, right?
Yeah, I think so too. And what's amazing, Chris, they had to pick one. But symbolically, what I think is interesting about what's going on is, and this is so classic with demography, which is we knew this day was coming. It's not like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. 7 billion people have just shown up. Where did they come from?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, what I think is interesting is the way the media played it up is this is a really big deal, this single number.
Right.
It, in one sense, it is a very big deal, but there's a whole bunch of data to this whole story that everybody needs to understand because it's actually almost the end of the growth.
Right. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. I want to talk before we go to that though. I want to talk about what are some of the challenges that having 7 billion Earthlings can create. As an interesting side note though, that Indian baby who was the 7 billionth child, currently Chinese Chinese are 19% of the Earth's population. Indians are 17%. But in about 15 years, that's going to reverse. Indians will be more populous than the Chinese.
Yep.
As a percentage, not necessarily in total numbers. And this gets to the birth rate that we're going to talk about a little bit later. But yeah. one of the things that I find in my research that might create a problem for 7 billion people is that as of recently, half of Earthlings now are urbanites.
Yeah.
Now, what is that? What kind of problem does that create?
That's actually an advantage.
All right.
Isn't that strange? Counterintuitively, research that I've just been seeing in the last year shows that if you want to fix things, the cheapest, easiest place to fix is in an urban environment, and that's because everybody's there. The problem is right there.
Right.
So that, for instance, the footprint, carbon footprint of a New Yorker
mm-hmm.
is 40% of a carbon footprint of a typical American suburban family.
Wow.
And the cost in terms of running
sewer
lines.
Because they're more likely to use mass transit and that sort of thing.
Exactly. Oh, well, they can walk.
Yeah.
You know, in the city, you can walk 20 blocks and you're to your job.
Walk? That's just crazy talk, Joel.
Yeah. But it's true. New Yorkers are great walkers.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, actually, the urbanization of the world is one of the great positive movements for lowering the environmental impact and being able to actually bring health care and education
but the logistics,
and clean water.
The logistics and the allocation of resources to those areas has got to create issues.
Well, and what the issue I believe that's happening, Jim, is policymakers are starting to understand that the city, in fact, is the solution. And so once we get that in mind, you really do change how you arrange your policies in terms of money and transport and health care and all that sort of stuff, because you can really get a much bigger bang for the buck in the urban environment. Mm-hmm. And so the irony is, the thing that's so interesting, remember Limits to Growth back in the 70s, Dennis and Dana right. Meadows wrote that wonderful book that said, hey, guys, we got to get the population down. Well, it looks like we've done it.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at the next 20 years, it looks like we will basically stabilize the population and then slowly begin to decrease, not assuming a catastrophe.
And so, folks, think about this now. The point Joel's making, we're going to talk about in the next segment, $7 billion is a lot, and that's alarming to some people. But Joel says we have the problem is going the other way, and that that's more of a problem. Not enough babies is more of a problem than having a 7 billionth baby. Stay with us right back after these messages with Joel Barker, 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.